Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your podcast of Unigi Radio from the University of Genoa, the harbor of your voice. Here is Marta again, and I'm happy to welcome you to the second episode of the Rocket to ESA 2023 podcast. Probably you got intrigued listening to the first episode, and so I'll do my best to get you further involved. Let's begin then. Today I'm going to reveal how I managed, in the end, to make it to the ESA 2023, after apparently giving up on the project. Before jumping to the heart of the story though, I think it is useful to make a small digression to explain why I got so intrigued and excited about this event. Well, in my academic field, taking advantage of the many and diverse extracurricular experiences, such as Ulysses, is a big part of the game. Attending a Bachelor in International Diplomatic Sciences and now a Master in Fundamental Rights and Protection of the Environment does not only involve spending hours on the books, it also means being eager to know and personally live what is going on in other countries and in the world in general. Being international for me means feeling at home in the world and willing to make it therefore a better place, or at least contribute to this goal. This motivation has always led me to take part in various university projects, such as Ulysses. Going back to the storytelling, I left you with my negative experience with the university administration and bureaucracy offices, and my consequent discouragement about not having been able to apply for the ESA 2023. All that happened at the end of year 2022, so after a while, I was ready to turn the page, forget about that story and move on to the following year. After about 3 months of not hearing anything from the Ulysses coordination team in Genoa, an unexpected email arrived. Basically, I was officially being invited to a summit in Turin at the end of March, where my friend Carlo and I had to talk about our Ulysses experience along with some other students and friends of Ulysses. More precisely, this event was organized by the UNITA Students Alliance in partnership with the University of Turin, which is one of the members of UNITA and the Italo-French University, to talk about
Italian and French universities in the European Universities
Initiative. After the first usual organization hitches that got me a bit skeptical about participating or not, I finally decided to take the chance again and head to Turin with my friend Carlo. This big institutional event that brought together students, professors and stakeholders from different countries and European universities alliances got me deeply motivated and excited again about my engagement in Ulysses and further opened my mind about the role of European universities alliances. I didn't know there were so many around Europe and that Italian universities were so deeply involved in them. Moreover, I further realized that even if all the alliances had been funded for different purposes and had apparently different objectives, all of them shared the mission of sustainable development and the empowerment of future generations. We were all heading towards the same goal, just taking different paths. This synergy between different actors of the European university community, in particular of the university alliances, stays exactly at the very heart of the ESA project. And that is why, during the summit in Turin, there was a dedicated session for the dissemination of this event. Hearing about the ESA 2023 brought me back to my initial excitement that I had felt in December when I wanted to apply, and then I realized once again how committed would I have been to such a wonderful event, and that summit in Turin would have been my last chance to find a way of getting to participate. So I immediately decided to talk to one of the members of the steering committee, explaining to her that I hadn't managed to apply in time for the event due to bureaucratic issues, but I would have loved to take part, even as a listener or a member of the audience. Unfortunately, she told me that this wouldn't have been possible, but she gave me her contact and got me to talk with another member of the steering team, who told me that I could have contributed to the orientation and logistical organization part of the event. Then, all of a sudden, another idea came up to me, and I thought, why not participate to ESA as a reporter for my own university and Ulysses? This would give visibility and prestige to UNIGA, turning into a flagship of involvement in European matters and empowerment projects. You know what? Turns out I was right, and that's why I'm here now. However, I don't want to ruin the surprise of the further plot twists of my experience. So, if you want to know more, stay updated for the next podcast episodes. This is Rocket to ESA 2023 on Your Podcast, the podcast platform of UNIGA Radio, the voice of the University of Genoa. To comment or contact us, write to radio@unige.it, writing in the subject Rocket to ESA 2023. For more info, visit our website, radio.unige.it.